Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. It's been a busy week of business news, as usual, in Northwest Arkansas. But judging by our social media and website traffic, it's been hard to top one story in particular. German grocery store chain Aldi will open a store in Walmart's backyard 2 weeks from today. I'll have details about that. Plus, we will check in with University of Arkansas economist Mervin Jebaraj for an update on the region's population trends. Those stories and more are straight ahead today on this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom provides communications options to help your business adapt to today's demands with tomorrow's technology. With opportunities in virtualization, redundancy, or maximizing your efficiency. Learn more at onecom.com. That's one-comm.com.
Two weeks from today, on October 18th, about a mile or mile and a half from the Walmart home office, give or take, German discount grocery chain Aldi will open its first Bentonville location at the intersection of Highway 102 and Southwest I Street. The Bentonville store is part of the retailer's $3.4 billion U.S. expansion plan to open 2,500 stores by 2022. Aldi serves more than 40 million customers each week at around 1,800 stores in 35 states. When the company completes its expansion, it will become the third largest grocery retailer in the U.S. behind Walmart and Kroger. Aldi's 2,500 stores would equal a little more than half of Walmart's U.S. outlets. Aldi has 9 stores in Arkansas, including Northwest Arkansas locations in Fayetteville, Rogers, Siloam Springs, and Springdale. For more details, you can visit nwabusinessjournal.com. The population in Northwest Arkansas has been growing by about 12,000 new residents per year since 2014, and there appears to be no end in sight. Economist Mervin Jebaraj says about 70% of that net growth are new residents moving to Benton and Washington counties. He drilled down into the numbers recently in an interview with Roby Brock. Take a listen.
There has been a tremendous surge of newcomers in Northwest Arkansas, up 2.3% from just a year ago. What do we know about these folks? Are they retirees? Are they workers? Are we seeing just more births than deaths? Paint me a picture of this new population.
You're right about the tremendous population growth here in Northwest Arkansas, and all around us you can feel the effects of that population growth. Since about 2014, we've added about 12,000 people a year, so look at it another way, that's about 1,000 people a month. And that's net increase in population, so we're looking at, you know, that's the total of the difference between births and deaths and people coming and going. And about 70% of that 12,000 people population growth is actually people moving in. That's net in-migration, people moving to Northwest Arkansas from other parts of the state, from other parts of the country, and from other countries as well. So all of those 12,000 people, 70%, you know, we need to find new homes for all of these people. About 40% of that 70% moving into this region are coming from other counties in Arkansas itself. So other counties, you know, we've looked at the population statistics, about 25 counties are growing in Arkansas, about 50 are losing population. So most of the rest of the state is sending people up here to Northwest Arkansas. That's where about 40% of the population growth is coming from. Another 25% is from surrounding states, Texas, Oklahoma, and Missouri. So a lot of people were pulling from those big metros around there. And about 10% is from what you would think about as the big coastal regions, California and Washington State and New York and all of these places. So most of the growth that we're seeing here in Northwest Arkansas really does come from other parts of the state and from the surrounding states, you know, the big metropolitan areas and surrounding states. Just for perspective, you know, about 200, 225 or so people moved into Benton County from Pope County, where Russellville is. Same number of people moved into Northwest Arkansas from L.A. County. So, you know, there's just a lot more people moving here from the surrounding regions than we are seeing from, you know, internationally or from the big coastal areas.
The rapid growth in Northwest Arkansas has also translated into GDP growth the past 12 months of 3.4%. And median household growth in the region jumped more than 8% in the past year.
This is just about right, considering the larger context of, you know, how the Northwest Arkansas economy is growing as it relates to both the state and the nation as a whole. So, you know, we're having 4.2% growth rate in the second quarter of 2018, which is a very spectacular number. But we have to remember most of 2017, the growth rate was actually fairly tepid. 2017, the nation as a whole ended about 2.3% growth rate. So Northwest Arkansas doing 3.4 was well ahead of the nation and well ahead of the state as a whole. So when we look at the good mix of industries that we have here, Northwest Arkansas obviously compared to ourselves, the growth was pretty good, but not as fast as we've had in previous years, like in 2014 and 15. So it slowed down a little bit, the change between 16 and 17. But nonetheless, still better than the nation, still better than the state as a whole. But when we compare ourselves to some of these peer regions that we're trying to measure against, like Austin in Texas and Provo in Utah, those places had much faster growth rates in their GDP. So we want to try to do the things that would get us to that level of growth rate here as well.
Median household income leaped 8.1% year over year. It's a huge gain there. What are some of the factors contributing to this, and what would you say we should watch for?
Well, I think when we think about what's going on with median household income, you know, saw that 8.1% increase, but it was so surprising that I actually had to call census and make sure that the number was correct. They assured me that it was. And the number is actually statistically significant, the difference between 2016 and 2017. So, yes, you know, that kind of growth rate in median household income, we've been trying to catch up to where the national median household income is. We're just shy of that, but we're still 20-30% lower than some of these peer regions that I've just mentioned, like Austin and Madison and Des Moines. So we have a lot more growing to do in the median household income picture before we catch up to both the nation and some of our peer regions. The best we can tell is that in 2017, here in Northwest Arkansas, we saw some remarkable growth in professional business services. Those are your lawyers, your accountants, your engineers, fairly high-paying jobs. So a lot of them moving into this area and getting jobs in Northwest Arkansas through most of 2017. So that could contribute in part to the median household income jumping 8.1%. In 1 year. Obviously, the corollary to all of that is that the poverty rate also declined here in Northwest Arkansas. It is certainly lower than the state. It is actually probably a little lower than the headline rate suggests, because we have a large proportion of college students, many of whom are actually not living necessarily at as modest an income as their statistics would show, because they're on their parents' dime and not their own.
And that's the latest analysis of population, GDP, and median household growth trends from University of Arkansas economist Mervin Jebaraj. You can catch that entire interview on our sister website at talkbusiness.net. Finally today, a new name for the largest accounting firm in Northwest Arkansas. Nearly 5 months after announcing a merger, Fort Smith-based Bell Barclay & Company and the Little Rock office of Thomas & Thomas have rebranded as Landmark PLC, Certified Public Accountants. Landmark PLC is now one of the largest locally owned accounting firms in Arkansas. The firm has a staff of 115, including 58 certified public accountants among four offices in Rogers, Fort Smith, Little Rock, and Russellville. In the current issue of the Business Journal, you will find our updated annual list of the largest accounting firms in the region. It's ranked by the number of CPAs on staff in Northwest Arkansas, and right at the top, with a combined 36 CPAs in its Fort Smith and Rogers offices, is Landmark PLC. You can check out the full list online in the digital version of the Business Journal. You'll find that at nwabusinessjournal.com. And that's all the time we have today for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.